Welcome to Booksight, a weekly podcast dedicated to accounting, bookkeeping, and small business tasks. Here's your host, Taylor Arndt.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of the Booksight podcast. And wow, we have a lot to talk about today. So we're going to be doing a lot of talking about tax software. But before we get into taxes, let's go ahead and talk about our sponsor, because while the sponsor is just myself, Taylor Financial Services, I can definitely help keep your business ready for tax time. So if you want a reliable bookkeeper and you want someone to help you do your payroll for your employees, that way you don't have to worry about it, go ahead and check out Taylor's Financial Services. A link will be provided in the show notes, and that is greatly appreciated. We have a little bit of news to cover this week. It's not a whole lot like last week, but I definitely have a couple things that I do want to touch on. So we're going to go ahead and start with our news section. And our first item is the Booksight website. The Booksight website has been updated, and you will now have episodes. You're going to also have a way to see the transcripts. You're going to be able to subscribe to the podcast, whatever podcatcher you prefer, as well as help donate and sponsor the show. So while I don't have a lot of listeners yet, I am offering a limited time deal. So if you want to sponsor the show, go ahead and do that. It's $10 an episode. And this will help me to offset production costs, because producing the show is not cheap, but it's so worth it. So if you want to help me produce the show and make sure it can be sustainable, go ahead and sponsor the show. But if you don't have anything to sponsor, no big deal, because I have an option to donate. So you can go ahead and donate however much you want to the show, and all donations will be going to help produce the podcast, from the editing to the transcripts to the show notes, all of it. So if you're interested in that, go to booksight.net/sponsor, link in the show notes. Let's talk about another item that has been making a lot of news lately. And this item is called ChatGPT. A lot of people on Twitter and Mastodon and whatever social media platform you like have been raving about ChatGPT, which is a chatbot made by OpenAI. I'm not going to get into all the technical details, but basically it is trained on a huge language model that is allowing anyone to kind of have a conversation with it. And it helps with pretty much anything. I know someone on tax Twitter who decided it would be a good idea to feed a whole IRS publication into it. And was that interesting? So it actually understood a little bit, but it did kind of have some problems in that regard, because it couldn't actually synthesize the IRS publication, right? And put it in, right? But it wouldn't actually give any information about it, because again, it's only trained up through 2021. So obviously, as much as the IRS changes their regulations, ChatGPT can't keep up. However, it has a ton of other great uses. For example, right now I have my outline for this podcast in front of me, and guess what? ChatGPT generated it. Also, the content on the website was generated by ChatGPT, as well as the blog posts and other things coming on my new website for tayfinance.com. By the way, my website's coming out in a couple weeks and I can't wait. And a whole bunch of other posts. And finally, some of my Twitter and other social media posts I used for ChatGPT, as well as the Booksight podcast description. Long story short, it's a great way to help write your copy. I really, really don't like writing. And so ChatGPT gave me a great way to automatically write content for free, because right now it's in a research preview. And so because it's in a research preview, unlike some products, ChatGPT is free. So you don't have to pay like 20 or 40 bucks a month to have content written for you. And that's what's nice. Obviously, we don't know how long it'll be free for, but it's always great when you can take advantage of it, right? It's a research preview. So that's kind of why they're doing that. However, it's been really, really, really popular. It had a million users within 5 days. So it was really popular, really popular. So definitely check that out. It's chat.openai.com, I believe. I'll put the exact link in the show notes, but definitely check out ChatGPT if you want to have a conversation with a chatbot. We're going to go ahead and go on to our main topic for today. And I know that this main topic is something that you guys are probably going to be interested in. I know that we don't want to talk about this topic because it's not January yet, but I think it's time that we go ahead and talk about it. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Taxes. Now, taxes really, really are awful. I don't like taxes. I don't like paying them. But what I do like is I like helping people with them. And what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about the state of the professional tax software, meaning the tax software that accountants and other people who are non-business owners, who are non-individuals use, right? So people who are preparing tax returns professionally. Well, why did I want to talk about this now? Well, that's a very good question. And I really think that right now is a great time to talk about it because it's before tax season. And while it's really too early to make changes in terms of accessibility, I just want to throw it out there. And really what I want to talk about is I want to talk about what the problem is. The problem is that no tax preparer software is accessible for someone who is blind if they want to pursue tax preparation. Again, these are all the options that I have tested. So I have tested Drake, Lassert Tax, Intuit, ProConnect, Tax Slayer, and I believe one more, and it's not coming to me right now. But I've tested all of those, and none of them are accessible. None of them are able to be working with my assistive technology. None of them are able to be used to help file tax returns. And none of them would I recommend if someone is going to be a blind tax preparer. Now, again, I don't know if there's blind tax preparers out there. I have no idea. But again, what I'm finding right now is no tax software that is for professionals is accessible. Why is this important? Why do we even care? Why should we even care? Well, that's a really great question. And the answer is accessibility is super important. Having accessible software ensures that everyone can access it. And while a lot of tax preparers are not blind or don't have disabilities, if there's a way for blind or people with disabilities to prepare taxes as a career option, we need to open that up to them. But the only way to do that is to make sure that the software is accessible. And so that is the only reason that we want to make sure is because if we don't have accessible tax preparation software, then blind people or other people with disabilities are going to see this as a non-viable option. And for myself, I really like doing taxes. I mean, I don't want to say I like doing them, but I like helping. And I really wanted to see if I could become a professional tax preparer. I was going to buy a course and see how that would all go. But I wanted to make sure that the software I was going to use after I was done buying that course would be accessible. Well, I'm so glad that I went ahead and did that because if I didn't, I would have been spending a lot of money for no return because I couldn't actually prepare tax returns. And so really what we need to do is we need to make sure that the software is accessible. I can tell you that the most accessible option out of this whole list was Intuit ProConnect Tax Online. The least accessible tax option, the rest of them. They're all tied. They all really, really stink. They're pitiful, in fact. If I can't even navigate the window with my screen reader effectively, then that is absolute garbage, right? If I can't even select an option without having to go through some advanced navigation tactics, then that is probably going to be absolute garbage. Long story short, none of this tax software provides any accessibility except for Intuit ProConnect Online, which then is not even fully accessible and would not even be efficient to use. Okay, so that was a lot of a rant. And I know it was probably something you don't want to hear. But what can we do about it? I've already complained enough and I want to talk about what we can do. Well, the simple answer is we can make this software accessible. Now, let me give you an example. We all know that TurboTax, or maybe you don't know that TurboTax is accessible. It is fully accessible for a blind person to file through TurboTax. The process is very seamless and it works very well. I'm going to give you an example. Last year, I filed my taxes using TurboTax. I went ahead and I signed up for my account. I inputted all my data for both my 1099s and W-2s. And I had to deal with multiple states because I was living in Michigan for part of the year and Texas part of the year. And also, I went ahead and expert feature where I could talk to either a CPA, certified public accountant, or an EA, enrolled agent, where I could actually get specific tax advice because I had a very complicated tax situation that year because I had started a new job as well as worked on a business and moved states. Long story short, I put the TurboTax through its paces. I did pretty much anything and everything that was available to me. I even bought the TurboTax Self-Employed because I had a 1099 and I had a whole bunch of business deductions. So TurboTax treated me very well. The process was extremely seamless and I was able to do it. No problems with accessibility whatsoever. Everything was labeled properly and it worked absolutely awesome. I was also able to import my 1099s and W-2s and my other tax forms with no problem, and it was able to recognize my employers, and I just had to fill out some information. So TurboTax was absolutely awesome. Why can't I use TurboTax, though, for professionals? And why, you know, why does this even matter if there's TurboTax out there? Well, if we look at the EULA, it says very clearly that TurboTax is only to be used for personal tax returns or by the person who's doing it, meaning do it yourself. Well, why is that a problem? It's a problem because me as a tax professional, I'm technically not allowed to use TurboTax, especially if I have a PTIN from the IRS, right? So I have that paid preparer tax ID from the IRS, and I can't even use TurboTax because it says that the license is for personal and not professional use. A lot of people on this podcast, you know, will know, right? Because if you use professional software, you buy tax returns. You buy them in bulk, right? You know, I don't know, one tax return for $100 or something. Well, obviously, TurboTax, you pay them directly, but you don't buy tax returns. So really, there's no way that a professional could use it unless they change their license agreement. I did hear on one of these podcasts, and I cannot remember which one it was, that TurboTax is thinking about adding a feature where basically the clients can use their own experts instead of using TurboTaxes. Now, let me tell you about that one. You do not know how happy and overjoyed I would be if that were the case, where I could help my clients file their taxes through TurboTax legally, and where I, instead of TurboTax, would be my client's tax expert. I would be absolutely overjoyed if that were the case, because I know that that would be the best and easiest method for me to become a successful tax preparer. I don't know when that will happen or if, but I think I heard that on the Investor's Day for Intuit. So who knows if that's going to be a reality, but all I know is that TurboTax is the best option right now. And another example of this is I had to help my boyfriend with his taxes, and he has previously used H&R Block. And I know a bunch of people on tax Twitter, they don't like H&R Block. They don't like it. And I understand why, because H&R Block doesn't help business owners get their deductions. Now, here's the thing. My boyfriend, Michael, had taxes and he had liabilities from previous years because H&R Block isn't smart enough to know when we need to deduct or how to deduct. And of course, if the taxpayer isn't aware that they can deduct things if they're self-employed, well, then it looks like you're just giving a bunch of free money to the IRS. Well, no one wants to do that, do they? Well, that's one reason why Michael kind of had me help him with his taxes, because he knew that I knew all the deductions. But another reason is because I'm using TurboTax, and TurboTax makes sure that you get all the deductions, unlike H&R Block. So that's kind of one thing to keep in mind, too. I like H&R Block. It's good. But again, if you're self-employed, I might look at TurboTax. That's just my opinion. So that's kind of a whole thing to say that the safest and most effective way to make tax prep software accessible would be to use what we already have. We already have a great product from Intuit called TurboTax. While it's not technically licensed for professional use, if they were to ever bring in that expert feature where clients can use their own experts instead of Intuit's, I think that would open up the door for blind tax preparers to help clients with their tax returns. And I think it would also open the door for a lot of other things too. The other option is that we can have the software manufacturers who make this tax software step it up and make their software accessible. And I would love that as well. So we have a lot of different options for handling this situation. And I think it's just whatever the industry decides. I'm pretty sure that this is the first time that this topic has really been brought out in spotlight. But I can tell you that I'm sure that this will help not only myself, but others out there who want to get into the industry or who maybe are in the industry, but maybe are going to have vision problems in the future and make sure that they want to be able to do this after they lose their sight. So I think that that's super important. Accessibility in general is super important. And I think that's why I'm super excited to be on this podcast, because I can share my journey as a blind bookkeeper and challenges that I have faced in hopes that things may change in the future. So that's kind of how I think that we're going to handle that in the future. And maybe we're going to handle it in other ways as well. But maybe I think that the TurboTax route is definitely the best way to go, assuming that that's actually something anyone wants to do. And we'll just have to kind of see. But the moral of the story is that if you want to be a blind tax preparer right now, out of the software that I was able to get my hands on and test, none of it is actually accessible. Or if it's accessible, it's not fully accessible. It's not actually efficient for a blind person to prepare a client's tax returns or even their own. Because I tried to prepare my own and it just didn't really work out. So that is all about tax returns. And I know, like I said, taxes, it's really awful, but we have to talk about it. Also, it's going to be the week before Christmas. So next week, I'm going to be having an episode, and I'm also going to be doing some more interviews as well. So I'm going to be interviewing my grandmother about her business because she's one of the ones that helped me to be where I am today. And we're also going to have a regularly scheduled episode. The other thing that I wanted to go over is I want to talk about a question that I often get. Are you ever going to become a CPA? And the answer to that is, I don't think so. So let me explain. I've gotten this question from a lot of different people. They're like, oh, are you going to become a CPA? Or do you want to become a CPA? Or would you want to become a CPA? You know, all of those kind of things. And my answer is, well, I would really love to. I work a full-time job. And I don't even have a bachelor's degree yet. So I'd have to get a bachelor's and try to go for the CPA. And when I get out of school for CPA, I could be placed in very low-paying jobs that would be less than what I'm making now at my current job. So right now, being a CPA wouldn't make economical sense. However, if I wanted to, I am thinking about going ahead and going for my EA, my enrolled agent, where I can help represent clients in front of the IRS and kind of have the same representation rights as a CPA, but be more trained in the tax side rather than audit. Because I found out through a very interesting way that I do not enjoy auditing. I don't enjoy it at all. I do accessibility auditing for work, and I've also done some financial auditing for other projects that I'm a part of, but I don't enjoy the audit side of accounting, but I do enjoy the tax side. So my answer to that is, I don't think I'd become a CPA. I don't want to rule it completely out, though. But if I were to become a CPA, it would be under different circumstances than I am currently now. And I think that that's something that's really, really important, because I think that there's other paths. Obviously, I know a bunch of CPAs are probably going to write in the listener mail, and I'm sure they will, so I'm going to be prepared for that, that there's a shortage of CPAs. And I understand that. And again, I want to be a CPA possibly, but the thing is that I have to go through a bunch of college courses and try to work my full-time job and then risk that when I get out of my college, I would make less than what I'm making right now without any degree at my full-time job at the moment. Because looking at the salaries for CPA graduates or college graduates in accounting that are going to be starting their first position, they make far less than what I make at my full-time job right now. So therefore, the economics and the accounting of it didn't make sense. Now, if we didn't have to deal with economics and accounting and I could just do whatever I want, well, of course, I'd jump at it. But considering that I'd have to go for 150 hours of credits and then try to get a job that would pay less than I make now, then Unfortunately not. And of course, I don't like audit, so that would just be awful. But having said that, I love taxes. And of course, that's why I brought this subject up, because I want to eventually be a tax preparer. But in order to do that, I really need accessible tax software. So here's my call to action for you guys. If you know any tax software that you think could be accessible, go ahead and write me an email or send a voice message on our website, and I would love to try it. So if you have a way where I can actually evaluate the software that you want to try for accessibility, oh boy, I would love to know, because I honestly really want to find an accessible tax software. So that's kind of my call to action this week. But yeah, that's kind of really all I have. Happy holidays, everyone, and it's going to be a great week. Like I said, I'll be doing some interviews, and I'm super excited. So have a great week, everyone. Let's go ahead and prepare for tax season in January. Enjoy it while you can, and I think that will do it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Booksite Podcast. You can find show notes, transcripts, and ways to support the show at booksite.net. Let's get social. Follow us on Twitter at BooksitePod and like us on Facebook at Booksite Podcast. You can also connect with us on Mastodon at accounting.social. Our host, Taylor Arndt, is on Twitter at TayArndt, and her website is at tayfinance.com. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review and let us know what you thought. We'll be back next week with more tips and insights on accounting, bookkeeping, and small business tasks. This was a Payone Media production.